name is Katsuya Aurelien, Katsuya Aurelien. The dictation is for Henry Jr. Hal, Henry, Jr. Last name, Hal. Number one. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD has fluctuated between stage 3A and stage 3B for the medical records, with the most recent labs showing a BUN of 31 from 29, creatinine of 1.6 from 2.1, and a GFR of 50 from 35. There is no urinalysis available to assess the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. The electrolytes are within normal limits. Period. We will order renal ultrasounds to assess the renal structures, as well as post void pelvic ultrasound to assess the bladder and prostate, because the patient reports nocturia about 5 times, but denies any other urinary symptoms, period. Per the patient's son's recommendation, he would like to order a renal artery Doppler ultrasound to rule out renal artery stenosis, period. So it was ordered. Period. In addition, we ordered CKD labs as well as PSA orders, PSA levels to rule out. Prostate issues, period. Number two, prediabetes with an A1C of 6.1%. The patient states he is aware of his prediabetes, period. We recommend a diet that is low in simple carbohydrates and fat as well as cholesterol, period. A plant-based diet is the ideal diet, not only for the prediabetes and kidneys, but for the overall health, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 149 over 77. For the patient, his blood pressure at home ranges between 130 to 140 systolic and 70 to 80 diastolic, period. His PCP manages his blood pressure medication. He is currently taking amlodipine 10 milligrams, period. The renal artery stenosis, the renal artery ultrasound will assess if the hypertension is related to renal artery stenosis, period. The patient, we will also order renin, aldosterone levels to rule out aldosteronism as the source of hypertension. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We do not have any lipid panel from the medical records to assess his cholesterol levels, so we will order a lipid panel, period. Continue with the current regimen and plant-based diet recommendations, period. Next line, history of gout. He is currently taking allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. We ordered uric acid level for evaluation, period. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D, without esophagitis. He is currently taking pantoprazole. We recommend that he discontinues the pantoprazole and substitutes it with famotidine, 40 milligrams one tablet daily instead if necessary, for the GERD to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys, period. Next slide. Overall, this CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with longstanding hypertension, which has been uncontrolled for quite some time per the patient's son. Comma, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia / gout, as well as the aging process, period. The patient reports drinking lots of Coca-Cola, which is not helpful to the kidneys. We recommend restricting his overall fluid intake to only what is necessary instead of drinking too much. Period. About 50 to 60 ounces of fluids in 24 hours is recommended, as well as decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and tests, period. The patient would benefit from Farxiga, Farxiga, not only for the prediabetes, but also for renal and cardiovascular protection, period. And